Good morning.
各位好。
I'm glad to be here with you this morning.
我很高兴今天来到大家的当中。
I don't often get to come over to the Mandarin service.
我不是常来。
But when I do, I'm always richly blessed.
但是当我来到的时候，我经常觉得神在祝福我。
I hope you are blessed this morning also.
我希望神也在这边祝福大家。
I was speaking in the English service this morning.
今天在英文堂分享的时候。
And the topic I was speaking on was the passing of the legalization of gay marriage in all 50 states.
那个题目是关于在五十州当中，这个同性恋的法律，宪章已经定了下来。
And one of my points was that even though we feel that the government is sometimes against the church,
其中一点我提到，虽然我们觉得政府是跟我们作对，
that we live in a great country,
但是无论怎么样，我们还是在一个很好的国家生活。
We have great freedoms here.
我们在这个国家当中享受很大的自由。
We are allowed to worship in any religion.
我们国家容许我们在敬拜任何的不同的宗教。
In any way?
任何的方式。
At any time?
什么时候都可以。
That's the freedom that we have.
那就是我们得到的自由。
Freedom is a very important concept.
自由是一种很可贵的东西。
And it's an important concept for us as Christians.
尤其对于我们基督徒来说。
In John chapter 8,
在约翰福音第八章
Jesus says, if you follow his word,
耶稣说要是你跟随他的话
you are his disciple,
你就是他的门徒
and you shall know the truth,
那你就知道那个真理
and the truth shall set you free,
这个真道会给你自由
So I want to preach out of the gospel of John this morning,
所以我今天是从约翰福音第十约翰福音里面抽出的讲题
The gospel of John is considered one of the mostevangelistic books of all the four Gospels.
在四福音里面，约翰福音是其中一本最具有传道性的书本。
It is sometimes difficult to understand.
但是有些时候也是很难了解。
But in John, you get to know Jesus personally.
但是从约翰福音里面，你可以更深入的知道耶稣的本人。
Particularly how he interacted with different types of people.
特别从他不同的人种当中互动的时候
There are many times where Jesus describes himself.
很多时候耶稣形容自己
And in the Gospel of John, Jesus makes seven statements called the I am statements.
在约翰福音里面耶稣有很多的声明关于他自己的
He says, I am the bread of life.
他说我是生命的粮
I am the light of the world.
我是世上的光
I am the door of the sheep.
我是羊圈的门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
He says, I am the vine.
我是真葡萄树。
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
This morning, I'd like to look at one of those phrases.
今天早上我要集中其中的一个声明。
I think is actually significant for many of us.
我觉得对于我们有重大的意义。
And that is, I am the good shepherd.
这是我是好牧人。
If we are looking towards Jesus to be the good shepherd,
要是我们要看耶稣怎么样是一个好牧人，
then we also must look at what sheep are like.
那我就必须要慎重的去看这些羊是怎么样的羊群。
Sheep are considered the most helpless of all the tamed animals.
在蛮多已经被驯服的动物当中，羊是一个最无助的。
It's been said that when a sheep falls on their back, they cannot stand up on their own.
有一句话说，当那个羊它的背倒在地上的时候，它就不能自站起来。
And unless someone comes by and pushes them up, they will die in that position, upside down.
要是没有人把它再扶起的话，它就这个姿势的死去。
There's a story from Turkey, the country of Turkey.
在土耳其。
Where sheep farmers were herding thousands and thousands of sheep.
有一个养羊的农夫在赶一群羊的时候
And one of these sheep decided to jump off a nearby cliff.
有一只羊，他就决定要从附近的悬崖跳下去。
So other sheep saw this one sheep jump off.
所以其他的羊群看到这只羊要跳崖的时候。
So they decided to jump off also.
他们也跳。
So one after the other, sheep kept jumping off this cliff.
所以一只又一只的羊跳下悬崖。
Nearly 1,500 sheep jumped off this cliff.
几乎有1,500只羊都这样跳下去。
In the end, only about 450 actually died.
最后只有450只真的死去。
And I think it's because as the sheep piled up, it kept getting softer and softer.
我想他们当一只一只跳下去了，他们成为一个垫子，所以后来的就没有死。
Sheep will not defend themselves.
那个羊没有砍卫自己的能力。
If a wolf approaches a pack of sheep,
要是有一头狼来。
The sheep won't try to run away or spread out.
这对羊群他们不会闪开，也不会跑掉。
Instead, they actually huddle together and are actually easily killed by a wolf.
反而他们会集在一起，很容易被那个狼来攻击。
If a sheep falls into water, they will drown.
要是他们掉到水里面，他们很容易被淹死。
Sheep fear moving water.
羊其实很害怕流水。
They will not drink from any river or lake unless the water is perfectly still.
所以他不会在小溪或是在湖边喝水，除非那个水是非常的静止状态。
If the water is moving, they don't want to go near it.
要是这是水是流着的时候，他们不会走近。
One of the most favorite psalms is Psalm 23.
我们最熟悉的诗篇是诗篇的第23篇。
The psalm reads, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
他是说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside still waters.
领我到安歇的水边，安歇的水边就是那个静止的水边。
And as weak and helpless as sheep seem to be,
所以我们就好像这些羊那么无助，那么软弱。
The Bible calls us sheep.
所以圣经就称我们是羊。
Sheep are totally dependent upon the shepherd.
羊是完完全全的依靠他的牧羊人。
The shepherd loves them and cares for them and has compassion upon them.
牧羊人爱他，照顾他，而且对他们有怜悯。
Shepherds provide and guide and protect.
牧羊人保护，引领。
They are the constant companions for the sheep.
他是羊群恒常的伙伴。
The passage I'd like to read this morning comes out of John chapter 10.
我们今天要读的经文在约翰福音第十章。
I'll let Maria read it in Chinese.
今天的经文是约翰福音第十章第十节开始，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊或做人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。雇工逃走，因为他是雇工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
In this passage, there are three characters.
在这段经文里面有三种的人物。
The first is a thief in verse 10.
第一种是在第十节里面的盗贼。
The second is a good shepherd in verse 11.
在十一节里面是好牧人。
And the third is a hired hand in verse 12.
第三种是在第十二节里面的雇工。
And so Jesus describes how he is different than the thief and the hired hand.
所以耶稣形容他跟他这个盗贼跟雇工有什么不同。
He says in verse 10, I've come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
耶稣说我来是要叫人得生命并且得的更丰盛。
They is referring to sheep.
这边他就是羊的意思。
So Jesus is telling us something about the thief and the shepherd, or the hired hand.
所以耶稣要给我们讲这个 盗贼他跟盗贼跟这个雇工的分别。
He's saying they do not make life abundant.
他说他们不会给你丰盛的生命。
So what does it mean to have life and have it abundantly?
所以得生命而且得的更丰盛是什么意思呢？
Some people read this and think that God will shower us with material blessings.
有些人认为这就是说神会给我们物质上很多的祝福。
Some people think the abundant life means having wealth and freedom from hardship.
有些人觉得这个丰盛的生命就是给我们很多的财富，而且免去一切的灾难。
We call this the prosperity gospel.
我们叫这个叫繁荣的的福音。
This is not the true gospel.
但是这个不是真正的福音。
The prosperity gospel promises health and wealth and prosperity in this life and the next life also.
这个繁荣的福音就是说我们在今世会有财富，会有繁荣，会有健康，而且在来世也是同样。
If you pray enough, if you give enough, if you serve enough, then God will bless you with wealth.
要是你努力的去祷告，你努力的去服侍，的时候，神会给你一切的财富跟繁荣。
You should never believe this sort of teaching.
那我们就万万不可以这样相信这样子的福音。
It is unbiblical.
因为这不是圣经中所说的福音。
It is similar to making a deal with God.
就好像跟神讨价还价。
God does not work this way.
我们的神绝不不是这样子的。
But some people believe the prosperity gospel because they read verse 10.
但是有一些人相信这繁荣的福音，为什么呢？因为他们读到约翰福音第十章第十节。
And they take it out of context from the rest of the passage.
然后他们就把字节割出来，把上下文截断了。
If you read verse 10 in the rest, within the rest of the passage, the abundant life looks very different.
要是你读第十节，而且从整章来看的时候，这个福音就很不一样了。
So Jesus is using the image of sheep and shepherd to describe his relationship with us.
所以耶稣就借着好牧人跟羊群的图像，就形容一个我们的跟他的关系。
Jesus is the shepherd, we are the sheep.
耶稣是好牧人，我们是羊群。
So the abundant life is not talking about being wealthy and prosperous.
所以这个丰盛的人生不是说有很多的财富，或是很景气。
Actually, many of you know that wealth and material things cannot bring true joy in life.
其实我们当中的很多都知道物质上的东西不能给我们生命上的喜乐。
We all have basic desires.
我们很多人都有，我们都有基本的需要。
For food and clothing and shelter.
譬如说要有吃的，要有穿的，还要有住的。
But God created us to want more than just those basic things of life.
但是神创造我们的时候，把一个希望多于这些的欲望放在我们心里面。
God made us to want an abundant life.
当神创造我们的时候，他创造我们有一个需要丰盛的人生的欲望。
And it goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden.
就其实要渊源到在伊甸园中。
Where God created Adam and Eve in His own image.
当神照着他的形象做亚当跟夏娃的时候。
Not that we physically look like God.
不是因为我们的长相像神。
But that we share some of the same characteristics of God.
但是我们跟神的性情很相信。
We share in His love.
我们有着他的爱。
Or mercy.
有他的怜悯。
Or joy.
有他的喜乐。
So God gave everything to Adam and Eve.
所以神已经把所有的东西都给了亚当跟夏娃。
Except for one tree.
除了一棵树之外。
And God told them to live an abundant life.
所以神叫他们过一个丰盛的人生。
He said, be fruitful and multiply.
他叫他们养育众多。
He said, enjoy the animals.
他说你们去享受这些动物吧。
Enjoy the fruits and vegetables.
你们去吃这些生果蔬菜吧。
Walk through the garden.
你在园中散步吧。
watch a beautiful sunset and sunrise every single day.
您每天都可以享受这个日出日落的美景。
Adam and Eve could have loved each other in the most pure way possible.
亚当跟夏娃用着最纯洁的爱来互相的相爱。
Adam and Eve had everything they needed for an abundant life.
亚当夏娃已经拥有一切能够过着丰盛人生的元素。
But that was not enough for them.
但是对于他们来说，他们都觉得不够。
They wanted to be like God.
他们想像神一样。
And so they chose sin.
所以他们选择去犯罪。
Because they sin, we sin.
因为他们犯了罪，所以我们犯罪。
That our lives are no longer perfect.
所以我们的人生就不再完全了。
No matter how nice our lives may be,
无论我们的生命怎么美好,
none of us live in a Garden of Eden.
我们再不会回到伊甸园。
But we all are created in God's image.
但是我们每个人都是照着神的形象所做的。
And all of us have this deep desire to live an abundant life.
所以我们每个人都有很深沉的欲望，希望享受丰盛的人生。
But because we're sinners, we try to find the abundant life in the ways of the world.
但是因为我们是罪人，所以我们就借着我们在这世上能够的方法去找我们丰盛的人生。
Sometimes it's through money, trying to get more and more money.
譬如说借着金钱，更多的金钱。
Sometimes it's through a relationship, trying to find the perfect person.
有些时候借着感情关系，我们去找一个理想的对象。
Sometimes it's through a job, trying to find job satisfaction.
我们要找一份好的工作，在工作上我们要满足到我们的需求。
Sometimes it's through grades, trying to get good grades and feel good about yourself.
有些时候是学校中的成绩，好的成绩的时候，我们觉得很好。
But none of what the world offers is truly satisfying.
但是世界上所能给我们的都不能满足我们。
Nothing in this world will give us that abundant life.
世界上没有一样东西能够给我们丰盛的人生。
And I think everyone in this room wants an abundant life.
但是我想在座众每一位都想要有丰盛的人生。
At the end of your life, you want to be able to say,
可能到生命结局的时候，我们希望能这样说，
that your life was filled with joy.
我们人生已经充满了喜乐。
That your life had purpose.
我们的人生有目的。
That you accomplished important things in your lifetime.
我们已经完成了生命中最重要的事情。
That you left a legacy for the younger generation.
我们给后代留下了遗产。
So Jesus encourages us.
所以耶稣来鼓励我们。
And Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly.
所以我来了是要叫你们有生命。而且得的更丰盛。
He says, I am the good shepherd.
他说我是好牧人。
He wants you to have an abundant life.
他希望你有丰盛的人生。
The problem is,
但是问题是在,
there are other forces in this world which prevent you from experiencing the abundant life.
世上有其他的势力, 不能让你得到这丰盛的人生。
And Jesus names them in this passage.
然后在这段中耶稣提出来了。
One are thieves and robbers.
其中一个是盗贼。
In John chapter 10, he says, All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them.
第十章第九节，他说，凡从我进来的，对不起，他说在凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。
And in verse 10, he says, The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
第十节盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
What do thieves and robbers do?
所以盗贼来了，他们做什么
？They steal.
他们偷窃。
Nobody wants their material goods stolen from them.
没有人想自己的东西让人家偷窃的。
Nobody wants their car stolen, their phone, their computer, their purse, their backpack.
有谁希望他自己的车子、自己的手机、自己的背包被人家偷走呢？
And if you ever had anything stolen from you, you know how frustrating it is.
要是你曾经有这样子的经验的时候，你一定会很生气。
But this passage is referring to more than simply things.
但是这段的经文不光只是这些的物质。
In this passage, the word thieves is the same word used to describe false teachers.
这段的盗贼的用字其实跟原文的跟假师傅的原的用字是一样的。
So anyone who claims a way of life differently than Jesus is robbing you of the truth.
所以要是有人来跟你说丰盛的人生是不是像耶稣那样讲的那一样，那不是真理。
When you are aware of the possibility a thief might break into your house, what do you do?
当你注意到很可能会有盗贼来光顾你的家的时候，你会怎么做？
You take extra security precautions.
那你就格外的小心提防，对吗？
You install an alarm on your house.
你在家里面装上防盗系统。
You put bars on your windows.
你把棍子放在你窗上。
You keep the lights on.
那你常常都打开灯。
And we need to do the same in our Christian life.
同样的，在我们基督徒的人生中，我们也要小心的提防。
We need to take security measures.
我们要格外的小心。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
彼得前书
reads this way. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
彼得前书第五章第八节他说勿要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同嚎叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
It's interesting that Peter refers to Satan as a lion.
好，很有意义的，这边彼得把魔鬼比喻作是狮子。
A lion which could kill and eat a sheep.
一头狮子就可以把羊吞噬。
What does Satan want to steal from you?
所以魔鬼要从你那边偷走什么呢？
He wants to steal your joy.
他想把你的喜乐偷去。
He knows you can find joy in Jesus Christ.
他知道你可以从耶稣里面找到真正的喜乐。
But if he can steal that from you,
但是要是他可以把那偷去的话，
then you will be unhappy.
那就会很不快乐。
You will feel like you have no purpose or passion in life.
那你就会觉得我万无漫无无敌，
you'll be depressed.
而且你会忧郁。
You'll be angry at God and at others.
你会对神对人发怒。
So Jesus tells us the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
所以耶稣说，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害跟毁坏。
Steal, kill and destroy.
偷窃、杀害跟毁坏。
Very strong words.
非常重的用词。
Not to be ignored.
所以我们不能不理会。
Satan is serious about stealing and killing and destroying your joy.
撒旦来了，他对于他要偷亲是非常重视，为要偷去你的喜乐。
He is a roaring lion.
他是一头嚎叫的狮子。
So how do you prevent Satan from stealing your joy?
所以你怎么提防呢？
Remember scripture.
要记得经文。
Trust in God's word.
相信神的话语。
For example,
譬如说，
scripture tells us that God will never leave us nor forsake us.
圣经里面的话语说，神不会离弃我们，不会撇下我们。
That God will always forgive us.
还有神常常都宽恕我们。
He will give us enough grace to make it through each and every day.
他给我们每天有足够的恩典去过每一天。
So all of these truths and many more are yours for eternity for your joy.
所以这些一切的经文都是真理，是给你永永远远的真理。
So thieves and robbers want to steal things from you.
所以盗贼来了，他想要偷窃。
Satan wants to steal your joy.
撒旦想把你的喜乐偷去。
But Jesus mentions another group of people.
但是耶稣又提到另外的人物。
They're called the hired hands.
他们就是雇工。
In John chapter 10 verse 12, he says, He who is a hired hand is not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees a wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees.
第十二节说，若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊赶散了羊群。
What is the characteristic of the hired hand?
那雇工有什么特点呢？
He only wants to get paid.
他只不过要得到他雇工的的工钱。
He will not sacrifice himself.
他不会因为这份工以拼上自己的命。
The hired hand does not care about you.
他不会奋不顾身的照顾你。
Hired hand only cares about himself.
雇工要照顾自己。
So when danger comes to the sheep,
所以当危难来到的时候，
Verse 13 tells us that the hired hand flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
第十三节他说到雇工逃走，因为他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
So there are many things in your life.
所以在你的生命中有很多的事情。
That you hope will give you an abundant life.
你希望从中得到丰盛的人生。
But there's no hope of it lasting forever.
但是没有一样是能够恒久的。
Relationships don't last forever.
譬如说你的关系不会有真正的长久，一生一世。
Jobs don't last forever.
你的工作。
Money doesn't last forever.
你的金钱。
Grades don't last forever.
你的成绩。
Some of you might say, I have an abundant life because of what I have.
有些人可能说，我有丰盛的生命，因为你看我有这么多的东西。
But relationships fail.
但是有没有失败的关系呢？
And jobs and money go away very quickly.
而且你的工作，你的金钱都很快就没有了。
Sometimes you think you know what you need for an abundant life.
有些时候你以为你知道我想要丰盛的生命的时候我需要什么东西。
So you search out things or people.
所以你就寻找那些东西，那些人物。
But sometimes that thing or that person simply leaves you.
不过很多时候这些东西，这些人物都远离而去。
It doesn't care about you.
他们不会照顾你。
You're left on your own.
你只有剩下你自己一个人。
You're left unprotected.
你就变成没有被保护过。
Unloved.
你没有被爱过。
This is what the hired hand does.
那就是雇工所为。
He runs and leaves you unprotected and defenseless.
他逃走了之后，你就没有人来保护你，你就觉得没能力去捍卫自己。
Because he only cares about himself.
因为他只能照顾自己。
Jesus is not like a thief nor a hired hand.
耶稣不像这个盗贼，也不像这个雇工。
Jesus knows you intimately.
耶稣深深地认识你。
In verses 14 and 15, he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father.
14节跟15节，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
Jesus knows you as much as he knows God the Father.
耶稣认识你，就好像他认识父一样。
He knows your fears and your joys.
他知道你的恐惧，他知道你的喜乐。
Your worries, your hopes, and your dreams.
你的忧虑，你的希望跟你的梦想。
He knows the most sinful and darkest places of your heart.
他知道你心灵深处的罪疚跟你黑暗的一面。
He knows what keeps you up at night worrying.
他知道你为何深夜不眠。
And he knows what makes you excited.
他知道你为何跳跃欲缺。
With an infinite love, Jesus shows us why he is the good shepherd.
以一个无限的爱，他给你看到他为什么是一个好牧人。
Verse 15 says, I lay down my life for the sheep.
第十五节说，我为我的羊舍命。
Jesus has sacrificed his life for you.
耶稣已经为你在舍命。
To save the sheep, Jesus, the good shepherd, lays down his life. He gives up his life.
为了要拯救他的羊，他把他自己的生命舍去。
Just as a shepherd would die for the sheep,
就好像牧羊人会为他的羊舍命。
Jesus dies for us.
耶稣为我们舍命了。
To save us.
为的是要救我们。
But if the shepherd dies,
但是当牧羊人死了，
then the sheep can be attacked by wolves.
那些羊群很容易就被这个狼去攻击。
The sheep will be scattered and they will be killed.
那他们就会分散，他们就会被杀害。
There's no shepherd there to protect them.
没有牧羊人去保护他们的。
This is where Jesus is the good shepherd.
所以我们就看到为什么耶稣是一个好牧人。
That God the Father sent Jesus to die for you and for me.
就好像神把耶稣差遣来为你为我去死。
But Jesus as the good shepherd does not abandon us.
但是耶稣作为一个好牧人不会放弃我们。
So Jesus rose from the dead.
所以耶稣从死里复活。
And this is the reason why we can have an abundant life.
所以就为什么我们可以有一个丰盛的生命。
Jesus is not a thief.
耶稣不是一个盗贼。
Some of you may think that Jesus wants to steal your joy and your hopes.
有些人觉得耶稣来了要把我的喜乐要把我的希望偷走。
He does not.
他没有。
He wants to give you an overflowing joy and an overflowing hope.
他想给你一个喜乐给你的希望是满意的。
Jesus does not steal.
耶稣并不偷窃。
Jesus gives.
耶稣却给予。
He gives hope and life and love and truth.
在他那里有希望有爱有真理。
Jesus is not a hired hand.
耶稣不是一个雇工。
He will not abandon you.
他不会撇下你。
Jesus went further than you will ever have to go.
耶稣所要走的路比你想走的更远。
Jesus Christ went to the cross.
他甚至走到十字架上。
He died willingly.
他是甘心的死在十字架上。
That he himself chose to die for you, his sheep.
而且他自愿的选择为了羊去选择这条路。
He does not abandon us.
他没有撇弃我们。
He's always with us because he was raised from the dead.
他是常与我们同在，因为他已经从死里复活了。
So today,
所以今天,
remember that God wants you to have an abundant life.
记得神希望你有一个丰盛的人生。
Not through the things of this world.
不是借着世上的东西。
But because Jesus is our good shepherd.
而是因为他是我们的好牧人。
He will lead you.
他会引领你。
Protect you.
保护你。
Shelter you.
来戒避你。
Jesus is your good shepherd.
耶稣是你的好牧人。
He died for you.
他为你而死。
He was raised to life for you.
而且为你而复活。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, we thank you that Jesus is our good shepherd.
神啊，我们为着耶稣是我们的好牧人来感谢。
That he watches over us.
他常常的顾念我们。
He knows us by name.
他知道我们每个人的名字。
He has compassion upon us.
他对我们有怜悯。
He protects us.
他保护我们。
And he knows what we need for an abundant life.
而且他知道有什么我们需要的来过一个丰盛的人生。
So God, I pray for anyone in this room.
所以神啊，我为在座中每一位来祷告。
Who may not know Jesus.
可能当中有一些人不认识耶稣。
That they would realize Jesus is their good shepherd also.
让他们都了解到耶稣可以是他们的好牧人。
And they will seek to know who Jesus Christ is as their good shepherd.
而且他们都会来寻找这个耶稣。
For those of us who know Jesus.
给我们每一个人我们知道耶稣的。
I pray that we would stop running after things of this world.
我祷告祈求让我们不会追逐世界上的东西。
But that we find our joy in Jesus Christ.
但是我们从耶稣基督里找回我们的那份喜乐。
In his name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.